right. This morning, Margaret has a story for us, and I sure do enjoy that penny whistle. My Celtic heritage, really.
Yes, I do have just a little bit of that. I am 53% Scottish, and I am 19% Welsh, which that was an old Welsh hymn, and about 9% Irish, and then some English and some German, but I do love these old songs. Let's see. I've got a picture. Let's see if this is going to work. Does anybody know what this is? It is. It is an old Ringer washing machine. And do you recognize this that goes with it? That's the wash buckets. And what you do with those wash buckets is that right there. You've got to wash the clothes and you wring it into the rinse bucket, and then you wring it from the rinse bucket to the next rinse bucket, and then you wring it down into a clothes basket, and then you just go all over the yard and hang clothes out in the yard. And when I was a kid in the 1960s, this is how my grandmother washed clothes. And I thought this was such great fun to be able to wash clothes like this, but I am certain that my grandmother didn't feel the same way about it. But she was always a happy person, and everything we did was just fun. And I really enjoyed that. But my, haven't things changed since the 1960s. When I was a kid growing up in the 1960s, there was no color TV. We did have TV, but it was black and white, and we only had like 3 channels. Now we just have hundreds of channels, and it's all in color. There were no computers. There were no cell phones. My granny had a party line. Do you know what a party line is? That's when you get to share your phone line with your neighbors. So you might want to go call somebody. You pick up the phone, there's somebody talking on it. So you have to wait for them to get off so you can make your call. So it has changed a lot since I was a child. You know, there was no email, there were no computers, so there was no email. You know how we did correspondence? We actually wrote a letter, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and went to the post office and mailed it. Things have changed. You know what we did for fun when we went to visit my granny? We would snap beans, which to snap the beans, we had to go pick the beans, and we'd snap green beans, we'd feed the chickens, and we did this right here. We used to play dress up. My grandmother, well, my dad was born in 1930, the year of the Great Depression. They lived through that. They never threw anything away. So they had a box of old clothes back in the storage closet. And that is me on the left, my cousin Jean in the middle, and my sister Sherry on the right. And oh, for years, we would go into that back room, grab that box, and get clothes. You had to have the dress, the handbag, and the hat. You had to have it all. But that's how we grew up. And, you know, I think about when my daddy was born. I was born in 1958. My daddy was born in 1930. And there was no electricity, people, none. There was no phone, no electricity. There were no cars. They used to get around by horse and buggy. And, you know, they went to school uphill both ways. But that's how they used to tell it back then, through the snow and everything. But the school wasn't too far from where my daddy lived, so they all walked. There were 6 of them. They'd all walk to school. And but you know what? Even though we didn't have all those conveniences, we made it just fine. And when you don't know it even exists, you can't miss it. But I thank God for all that we've been through. It's been quite a journey in this life. And I want to leave you with a scripture from Ephesians 3. It says, "May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that come from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within you to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever. Amen."